This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with a special first-person podcast drop for you. And this one is a must-listen. It's been more than 6 weeks since Hamas kidnapped approximately 240 people in Israel. The hostages included the elderly and infants. Israelis desperately want the hostages safely returned, and many have even taken to the streets to protest against the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and its handling of the hostage crisis within the broader context of the Israel-Hamas war. To understand how deeply the plight of political hostages can consume the attention of an entire nation, all we have to do is look back 44 years to the end of the Carter administration. On November 4th, 1979, students in the Line of the Imam, a young Iranian militant group, invaded the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. They took 52 Americans hostage, and network news covered the crisis every night for 444 days.
From ABC in New York, this is World News Tonight, Sunday, with Sam Donaldson. Good evening. The U.S. Embassy in Tehran has been invaded and occupied by Iranian students. The Americans inside have been taken prisoner. And
my name is Barry Rosen. I was the U.S. press attaché at the embassy.
Some reports say as many as 90 Americans may be involved. Others say as few as 35.
And my office was overtaken almost immediately. The doors were blown open. About 15 to 20 young thugs came through. They tied me up, and I said, can you just give me 1 second? I want to say goodbye to the people in my office. I turned around, and my staff and I, we looked at each other, and I said, Chod Hafez, goodbye. And they blindfolded me and marched me out of my office.
This morning, for the first time since the hostages were put under lock and key, one of the captives, blindfolded, was brought out into the open.
This is Harry Rosen, the embassy's press attaché.
He was turned to face reporters and cameramen and several hundred Iranian demonstrators outside the embassy's gates. Yankee, go home, they cried.
I was punched in the stomach, knocked down, and for that evening, I slept with the cords of the curtains tying my feet and my hands. One thing occurred that was very important, and it was a message from Ayatollah Khomeini on the radio, and every one of the hostage takers were listening to it. Ayatollah Khomeini commended the students for taking over the embassy. Once that happened, more than anything else, determined the fact that I and my colleagues were going to stay there for a long time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God, the most merciful and gracious. The 35 million population of Iran want this, the Shah returned. And unless he is returned, the hostages will not be freed.
I was frightened. He opened up cans of okra and force-fed us okra. Between two or four of us were held in these, I call them cells. In each of these cells, there was a guard, and the guard commanded that we could not speak to each other, even though we were in the same cell together. Days were very, very long, and we heard, it seemed like the entire city of Tehran screaming, Marg Bar America. Death to America, death to America. They were standing in front of the embassy, chanting day in and day out. I would say in December of 1979, I was put into a van and driven to the very opulent place. The floor was marble. Then the next morning, there was a knocking on the door, and I was told that I had to sign a statement that I was a spy and plotter against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The next morning, he came back with somebody with an automatic weapon in his hand, and I was marched downstairs, and they ripped off my blindfold. I was marching past a gauntlet of guards dressed in black with weapons in their hands, and straight ahead, there was a desk, young man sitting in a chair at the desk, and he said to me, "If you don't sign, we will shoot you." And he said, "I'm going to give you 10 seconds to make a decision." And I eventually put my signature to the confession that I was a spy. That was a very demeaning, and I was, any ideals I had were thrown out the window, and so I was marched upstairs back into that room, and I lied there for a while, and there I saw a bunch of red ants on the floor and started to play with them, and then fell asleep. It was also one major incident, and this is not really public, it never has really been public, but it's 44 years, and I think, you know, it should be. And that is, one of our colleagues was telling his guard who was in each cell, the positions that we held. So to a large degree, we were getting held hostage by one of our own people too, in a certain sense, because he outed all of us. This came out through little messages that we would leave in one of the corners of the bathroom. And many of us later on swore to each other we were going to kill him. But of course, that didn't happen. But the idea of turning on all of us is something that still disgusts me. But the United States government did nothing about it. I think the reason why it never really got out into the public arena was because I think we came back, quote unquote, as heroes. And I don't think the American public wanted to hear that we were not, quote, all heroes.
Now, day one of Ronald Reagan's presidency, and day one of freedom for 52 Americans. The new president had not been in office an hour when the former hostages became free men and women again.
Just looking at them, they appear to have momentarily at least lost complete touch with reality. I'm quite sure they cannot conceive that they are free now. Their faces are blank, their eyes are glazed. It's a stunning emotional experience.
These people who are being held in Gaza are my brothers and sisters in many ways. Captivity has actually been part of my genetic makeup now for the last 44 years. That's why I think you have to be hopeful. That is most important in your mind, to be as hopeful as you possibly can be and try to meditate on that and the idea that you will one day see your family, your loved ones again. Continue with that in mind. It's too important to let go.
Barry Rosen, former press attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. He was one of 52 hostages held for 44 days during the Iran hostage crisis, from November 4th, 1979, to January 20th, 1981. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.